Okay, that's great.
I think we can call this meeting to order. Yes. Need a first or second? I'm never sure if I just say that and it is.
Just call it to order.
Okay, so it looks like our first thing is to look at the minutes. Do we have a copy?
There's a copy. I can't remember if you sent this out. I did. I'm sure I did. The noisy car, Lisa.
Reviewing the minutes, so we approved them.
Put those out for everyone. I figured I email. I'll do that next time.
I got one. Thank you.
You weren't here last month, were you?
I think I was.
Wasn't you either?
I think the month before.
Okay. You met Tom.
Yeah. That was when I was here. So.
I heard he was absent.
Last month?
I was absent last month, too.
Oh, maybe it was last month.
It was the month before.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so Tom, have I met you?
I don't think you have. Tom House.
I'm Kathy Philpott. Supposedly the chair, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, you're great. Thanks. You do great.
So you've been on for a couple of months?
Yes.
You have been here for a couple of months. Oh.
Well, I came to the first meeting. I missed February, and now I'm here.
Okay.
Because I missed a whole bunch.
I had a pen, but I don't.
There through the holidays.
Do you want a pen?
Possibly have one.
Here are the minutes.
I wasn't here, I can't. If we weren't here, I'm not going to review it. So. Hi, Lisa. It's Tom. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good. Yay. I'm sorry I'm not there to see you. And Athena wasn't there last time. I didn't get to see her.
Hi, Lisa.
I don't know who else is there.
I'm here today.
Hi. How are you?
Hope to see you next time.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Chance to look at those.
So I motion that we approve the meeting minutes for February. March. Yeah.
February month was a second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Next thing on here is historic markers update. Do you have an update of any kind on that?
I know they did take down the markers, with the construction work on the south side. And probably when they move over to the north side, I'm assuming they'll take those down.
Yes, so they took the three down on that intersection of River and Main.
But just on the south side.
Yeah. I asked Public Works to do that. So do we need more down, or did I thought they were taking them all down?
I think there's still some on the north side.
There's one of the piece of the pipe coming out of the ground on the northwest, for that northwest property, the old boarded up building.
The Cooney's corner, okay.
The plaques look like they're gone. It's just that we need to make sure the pipes are also removed because they're kind of custom.
We need to use them again.
Custom made, yeah. If we can reuse them.
So I just spoke with Shane in Public Works, just asked him if they could remove those. He said they are bolted in, mm-hmm. And so they weren't able to save them, from what he had said, the posts. But we
cemented.
If they get messed up, we'll just have to get new ones and figure out. I don't know. UDOT should restore everything, but we'll see how that goes.
Right.
Okay.
Well, maybe we better plan for a replacement, and we'll just have to order 3 more of those.
Plus the other side?
Probably smart.
What about the other
3
side?
More posts.
The north side? We don't need.
I think they've taken the plaques off. There's still a post that's in there.
On both sides. Though.
One post on the southeast corner is laying on the ground.
Is it really? Okay. Yeah.
But it was a couple weeks ago. It may have been moved by now because it would have been in the way of their sidewalk work. But we'll just order another pipe.
I think I have one.
That's the meeting's minutes from last minute.
So, sure, yeah. I like one. Since we're going right down the list anyway.
You want that back.
Oh, you want that back.
I don't know if you want that back.
And then Mike and I just went and picked up the marker.
It's still there?
Yeah, we're still here. Are you?
Can you hear us, Lisa?
There we go. Can you hear
Hello?
Us okay? Can you hear us?
This is... Why is this red?
There we go. Can you hear us now?
Oh, you're back. Okay, thanks. Okay.
For some reason, our microphone was off.
We wanted to talk about you, so we turned it off. So we went and picked up the metal.
I see how you are.
We picked up the metal plate.
I think it's called the closed meeting.
And we just picked up the plates that the words, you know, the verbiage goes in, and we'll get those down so we can get those made, the next batch. So
I appreciate all of you that provided some input on the text. If you still have come across a picture of your property, otherwise I'll just use that old one.
Yeah, I don't have anything in between those.
Okay. All right, so I think they'll look good. As good as what we've got now. I'm going to have them redo the one for Sherry Ullman's art gallery because they made three typos in it.
Oh, no.
I went back and checked, and the original text did not have those three typos. So we'll have them redo that one, so we'll get that one removed and take it back down. And so I'm hoping to do that within the next week, and the production time may be 2 or 3 weeks, if not a month. But that gives us 38 for our brochure.
Are those everything we want on the walking tour brochure?
I think that's all we have for now. And
do we want all of those? They are all...
There's only a couple that are outside of the downtown area, and if it fits, then I think we should, like the Hobbit House. Mm-hmm. I think we should go ahead and include those.
Yeah,
if
I think
we can.
People are interested in the Hobbit House. But on this, guess at what we should include.
That was just a rough guess.
Here they are. That's a dumb Google Maps.
So those are the 38?
Mm-hmm. Except one doesn't have an address. So there's probably 37. But, I mean, you've got one out here, a couple up there, one down here.
I mean, those aren't really walking tour. That would make our map quite a bit bigger.
Well, and it would make this so much smaller, you know, to read. So maybe we don't include those on the walking map.
We just do
concentrate
on
what's
that
main
thing. You could put a little corner piece down there, a little corner map.
That just does
those.
Or do an arrow that says 2 more.
Yeah, you might
put an arrow.
Put an arrow that says...
With an address or something.
So that would be those two plus the Hobbit House.
And is that the Hobbit House?
Hobbit House is up there.
It's right here somewhere. Maybe that's the one you'll have the address for.
600 North. So it's right here.
Okay.
Well.
What is it?
Very nice.
It's actually past this roundabout. It's up here.
It must be above. Okay. It's above.
I'll have to look on my.
It's above.
North. It's above.
Yeah.
One question on the markers. Do we have the medallions for the new?
We ordered them. Like, I thought they were almost here last time.
No, we've ordered them. We just don't know if they were left down there. I think they must be down there because we don't have them here.
Down
at the
research. I even looked in her closet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll contact them and see if they've got the medallions.
Who is it that produced them
again? Mickey.
McGee.
Engraving on State Street in Orem.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, so if we want to do all of these, at least the ones...
Kind of like around Main Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least these that are grouped.
Mm-hmm. And an arrow for the others is fine.
I just kind of do a rough...
and I think we could extend it down.
So you're thinking down...
Do you have yours going down?
You'll probably catch everything on Main Street.
So all the way down to there, do you think?
What's that one? I didn't think we had one that far down. We have three here on this intersection. Should have three. I'm not sure if those are quite accurate.
Is there internet here?
Midway Guest.
Google's known to make mistakes.
Midway Guest.
It wasn't, didn't come up on my phone.
It's the same as it's hers. On. This is...
Yeah. Is it on?
Oh, perfect. Okay. I'm just marking it, I guess.
Midway City Guest. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the password?
It's just Midway Guest.
Guest.
I don't
one,
think
two,
it's Midway City, but
I see Midway.
But it's Midway Guest.
Yeah.
2-3.
Yes. And then it's Midway Guest 1-2-3.
What? 1-2-3?
Midway Guest 1-2-3. It's written on the board behind us.
Thank
goodness for that.
Oh, the D is capital.
The G is capital? Or just the M?
In Midway Guest 1-2-3, yeah. The G is capital.
Okay.
So anyway, we wanted to make sure we got these ordered and completed, at least, maybe not installed, before the fiscal year is up. So we should be able to do that just fine. Lisa, so you know, we're going to try to have all of this... these completed and the funds expended by June 30th.
Did Public Works, were they able to get some pipe for us?
Okay, so that's what we need to do next. I need to work with them on that.
Okay.
How?
To get the pipe and get it powder coated.
Okay, for nine more markers, is that one?
Plus three.
Okay, nine.
So 12. Well.
12. Okay.
So how are the funds at this point? Do we have enough to cover all of this?
Oh, yes.
So that then we can budget more?
Yes, so we've got $3,800 to spend by the end of June. We're hoping to be able to put some of that towards the walking tours brochure. Because we really want to get that spent so we can be sure to get funded for next year, for the next fiscal year.
Yeah, so we're going to be starting to work on budget. So if you can kind of look at that just so I can push more budget along.
Okay.
And we've
for
got
next year.
All of the text is complete, even for the store, right? The Coleman store.
I'm going to read it one more time before it goes in, just make sure not the typo that we all missed.
Did Jim give you the store information?
I found enough to write it up. I sent it to him, and he said it looked fine.
Okay, good.
Weren't you going to try and get a picture from him, too?
He didn't have one, so I'm just using what I've got, which is actually okay. It's an okay picture.
Well, it was in How Beautiful the Mountain.
Okay. Is that the one that showed the three drunks standing outside there?
They'll be memorialized.
Too bad we can't identify them, can we?
Okay. So, okay.
Okay, so if we take this set of sites...
For the walking tour?
Yeah, can we... Do we have enough information to pass it off to a designer?
I think we do. So we have their addresses, we've got...
Little blurbs
and pictures and stuff. But we don't really need blurbs for the...
No, because they'll see it.
The name and the address, so they know where to put it. And then Cami did this one on the AI. Did you guys...
But I like the way it looks.
I thought the design was cute.
Yeah. It's funny because when my kids are
all into this AI, and oh, that's AI. And this, so they look at there like, oh, that's AI generated. I'm like, how do you know? but then I was looking online and I found some just like this for some other things. I was like, oh, okay. But I think it's easy to read. It obviously we need to expand it so we can pick up the ones. Would it be possible to put in like the shape of the home? You know, these
I
are just
so. Yeah, those yeah, are just
would, these are just generic.
AI.
Sure. So I think that would help too.
Well, we were going to have a designer do it.
Yeah.
Or a graphic.
Yeah.
Do we have photographs of each one of the homes or like a drawing?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, that'd be great.
And the line drawing from.
Where do we get those line drawings? Is it in the book?
No, we have them for
you
the
plaques.
It's in your head.
So we thought
I just took the photographs and had a software program that created line drawings.
Okay. So we could pass those along to a designer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds very neat.
And they could be even more simplified than what we have. You know, just real simple, just a representation of what it
just
is.
Just so people, when they look at it, they know what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the next thing, the thing
and
is finding
will that
a designer.
Be in color then?
So who was it that was saying they knew designers?
So there was.
Someone was going to contact them.
Yeah.
Camille had, she liked the one that the folklore group did. Allison Russell put that one together. I don't know if she really did it or if she had someone do it, because I don't think she's a graphic designer.
It was someone else.
It was someone that was here.
Jody.
Yeah.
Was it Jody? It was
sitting here.
Yeah, sitting on this side.
look at the minutes. Who was sitting over there?
But I don't know if it was...
The Coleman Store and Associated Businesses. That's
people.
The one that doesn't have an address on here.
Okay.
Okay, we can come up with that. That's
where
the
market
is. Now
is.
That's the market?
The market,
yeah,
the 7-Eleven and all of that, yeah.
Is it on the north side of the street or the south side?
It was on the north.
On the
it's where the market is right
north
now.
Side, yeah.
There's north. A whole bunch. It wasn't more by the market, not the 7-Eleven, right?
No, it was
the market.
It was by the market.
The gas station was always.
So this is, I've got this on Google Maps, and it, I can identify.
We probably just need to make a list of these sites that are in this circle with the addresses.
The addresses.
Because that might not be quite right on this map.
So the Coleman Stove would be 42 West Main Street.
Tammy, are you
Diane, I think we
that?
Need Bob Miller's little Texaco next to it.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
In the map with the addresses.
Sweet old Bob.
Am I comfortable with them?
Yeah, are you comfortable with
the locations?
Linking the sites with the addresses?
I think so.
Okay.
They're here. I put the address in, and so that's what it looked for, and that's what it saved on Google Earth. I don't have the name, so I'd have to... You
name
have to
them.
Find the name that matches the address to adopt.
Okay.
Well, thanks for your work on this, everyone.
Yeah, so much good work.
This has been a group project.
So,
well, it's supposed to work, right?
Camille posted on Facebook and also on the city website, you know, we're looking for local designers.
Mm-hmm.
And... we have not had people beating down the doors to
for us, for this community?
For the walking tour brochure. So I think if we know anybody,
if Tammy can produce one like that, I'm happy with that if we can get
but that,
do you have
pictures? I mean, that's really wrong. The map's not right.
Oh, I just put that. I
yeah,
just put the general this in sense. And it just, this is what it spit out.
Yeah,
but
so my
if I take
confidence that
well, they probably could.
AI
if you know
can create
in.
A good
yeah.
number is very low.
There's nobody that replied, huh? Designers, huh?
And I went to Folklore and asked who the designer was that had done that scarecrow walk, and it wasn't Allison. It was their social media director. And I left my contact information. I said, yeah, we love her design. We'd love to talk to her. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard anything.
Okay, so there's two in our neighborhood, Wendy Rennie and Melissa Giles. They are both graphic design artists. I can ask them.
Thank you. And it's Wendy
Rennie, R-E-N-I.
Thank you.
And Melissa Giles.
Okay, that'd be great if you don't mind. Yeah, I think that's our next step, isn't it?
To find somebody to do it.
So do I need to send to you, Cammie, all of those line drawings?
Pictures?
Yeah.
Do you want to try that, or do you want us to try it with the designers?
Designers should be able to make just a little sketch from them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it would take me a long time.
Yeah. It would take me forever because I don't know how to do this.
If you've identified somebody, I'll give them a disc with all of the...
Yeah, with the line drawings.
And their addresses.
Well, what we have so far will help a lot, I imagine, with designer, just the location stuff.
And then we need to know what information we want to be on the back side of it. So when you fold it, you know, what do we want?
What do you guys think?
Well, we can have our logo, and then it should direct them to our website.
Mm-hmm. What about a QR code?
For a
QR code
to our website?
Looks like I can edit this and put a name in there.
Do we want to have something blip that's, you know, we have oral histories, things like that? Do we want...
I think so.
Yes.
Yes, we want.
Add an image or video. I can start.
Well, let's give it to... Let me talk to the designers. And we'll get pricing and all that stuff. Then you don't have to spend a lot of time on it. And then if it doesn't work, then we'll tell you. Okay, no, Kelly.
I don't know. If we have a...
If you're code.
8.5 by...
8.5 by 11?
Well, that's 8.5 by 11. A larger one. 17. Is that the next?
So it's, and it's 11 folded by 17.
In, yeah. And it, oh, it's 11 by 17. And folded in thirds.
Or there's the legal size. What's legal?
Yeah, what's legal?
8.5 by 14, is 14. That it?
Is that?
I feel like that's close.
I mean, we may want to put, depending on how it fits, this is long and skinny, mm-hmm. So if we're trying to do it kind of to
scale. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Scale.
So this is what the size would be if it was just 8.5 by 11.
Okay.
It's okay.
So it would be just folded another extra. So
can you do it in a fan?
I think we'll grab a legal.
And the trunk.
We have legal type size. We've got tabloid size, I think.
That.
Oh, you're much better than me. You're more equal.
Something that'll fit in the pocket.
Mm-hmm. And then you want to pull out this way.
But then you would lose
the logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd want the logo.
So I think we would want it this way so we have the logo and all that stuff. And then
yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Fold it that way.
Here. It's got to be here.
Yeah.
And then
it would be on the back.
And then it would be here.
Yeah.
When we get all done, we should invite the city council to go on the first walking tour.
Oh, we should.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
That would be fun.
Okay. So I'll talk to Wendy and Melissa and see if they'd be interested in what they charge.
Will you send those pictures to me, too?
I will.
She's intrigued now.
I am. I want to see if I can do this.
I'd love to see them, too. Just, yeah.
Okay.
Got it for that?
I think so.
Okay. Oral history update.
I went and visited Peg Sabe, Grace, for a pre-interview. There's awesome. A lot there. So we'll work on that. Steve, I did tell you last time that Steve was in the process of changing over houses, so it'll take a while. I'm going to approach him and see if maybe we can have somebody else do some of them, because there's a lot on that list.
Yeah.
So Diane asked me if I would contact somebody I know to see how much he would charge.
The video?
To at least video, but not probably edit.
Yeah, just video for Steve said he could, but then he said, yeah, I better not promise anything. The editing is what takes time, so that will be the one.
But it's a matter of just getting them recorded while they've still got a heartbeat.
Yeah, and I think the pre-interviews are great, because then it gives me a chance to go through and then kind of get a little better precise. So, I haven't set one up with Barb Thacker yet. And then, Melissa, you sent me David Epperson. Do we have any contact info on him?
I know. Do you know him? Uh-huh. Okay.
He's in my ward.
Oh, if you can give me his number.
The young Dave Epperson?
This Dave that contacted me is in about in his 70s.
Okay. Must be his dad.
I've got his contact information. Okay. He reached out to me, and I will.
Yeah.
Who was that?
He said Dave. That would be, I think if we get, you know, set up in a schedule, then they know we're coming and can get prepared mentally and with artifacts, whatever they have.
Do you want me to text him and see if it's his dad?
So I have been keeping a list of all of the names I'm given. Do you have a big master list?
Well, you sent it to me via email, I believe.
Here's another one.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, there's
one for
everyone.
Athena, do you mind emailing me the master list when you have a chance?
Do we each get one of those?
Yeah. He printed one for everyone.
Oh, it's rolling on page.
It's a big list, but it's just as people feed names to us, then they just go on.
So the top ones we've already done, and then the bottom ones are what we're choosing from.
Well done.
I do have. If you have any eight more ages that I can, I did say because there was a star by her name, and she is in her late 80s.
Yeah.
So anybody else that you feel like would be next
anybody
on the list?
That's standing on the edge of eternity.
Okay, Barb Thacker, I've already contacted. I just haven't set up her time. So those two stars are already there. Okay. I'm thinking, if you don't, I mean, I wouldn't mind trying Robert Duncan. Not that he's old, but it kind of ties in the theme of art in the valley. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we can do a little theme of that. That will start the thing. The other thing.
Lyle Gurch.
Now,
he's
why?
Lyle.
He's getting
he's
awfully
getting a little
old.
Okay, so he's one with a star on it.
Yeah,
okay.
He needs a star.
He's my delegate. Oh, is he? He's one of my delegates.
And then, again, Lindine is just not quite up to it yet. So, well, hopefully he will. I hope it's...
Was that Mike or Randy?
Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, and Randy...
Because his health hasn't been good either.
Randy's hasn't? Oh.
Yeah.
I think Randy has... When I talked to Nora, Randy has somebody up there that he knows that's doing that with him. So that's great. Maybe we can plug into that one. Yes. But I think Mike would be... Historically, is I don't know Randy that well, but Mike's just a wealth of everything. So that's
six new stars.
Yeah, there's plenty. Oh, I only have two.
So we have Barb Lundin, David Epperson, Robert Duncan, Lyle Gurch, and Barbara Thacker and Peg Sabe, who already have stars.
Okay, Lyle Gurch, Sabe, Thacker, and
Robert Duncan.
You said Robert
David
Duncan.
Epperson.
David Epperson.
Yeah, David Epperson. Okay.
Six is a good number. So,
yeah.
Athena, I'll contact this guy and see if he would charge the. He's
just
a professional. See how much he would charge to videotape the interviews.
Okay.
We're talking maybe like 2 hours each, maybe at the most.
Yeah, especially if we can kind of get prepared for it. Yeah, definitely.
Which would be,
And that was one thing that Steve did it. The first ones that we did, he edited a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then as we progressed, he said, I don't want to edit because I'm leaving. You know, just let it go through, because all the information and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it may take 2 hours, but not more.
If you want Steve Shelton, I think you should do that fairly soon.
Really? Yeah. Why? He's not doing so well.
Really? He's my kind of my
Steve
other
gives
neighbor.
Steve gives star.
Yeah. His health isn't very good. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah, 4.
Well, I've got her. So 1, 2, 3, 4, if we get David Epperson. And the other thing, Mike, you know, you sent me all the, thank you so much for sending all that. Is that
That's all the
possible?
Video and the narrative.
Oh, perfect. But the other thing that I was, because Clara from the record was going to do an article about us, and she came to the initial one that we did mm-hmm. as a public meeting. Mm-hmm. But she, you know, I said, oh, gosh, she's not going to watch all these. But I'm wondering if we could, do we have access to print them, or should I just take and print them?
Well, she can watch them on the our website.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't think she's going to focus in on a few things.
This
and
has
then
the narratives, too, in Word.
Okay, so I can just print them out somewhere.
Or just give her a thumb drive with the whole thing on it and say, here you go.
Yeah, I was doing one of them, and I thought, yeah, she's not going to go through all these. She's going to pinpoint a few things, and if I can help her by highlighting where they
that
are
might be
in the
something down the road that we want to do
yeah.
a short thing with little clips from all of the interviews
and
theme
it. Put
that.
It in a
yes.
theme so when people
yes.
say, hey, what was the geology, then that you've got it all there as a subtitle or a sub
just so people theme. Can I mean I think if you just see a list of names that don't mean anything to you, but if you can see a little clip and go, oh, I'd like to hear
mm-hmm.
more from that.
Yeah,
list.
That's
exactly.
a good point. So yeah. this will be great for her. Thank you. And I might print off maybe 3 of them so she, and then highlight some areas that she's requesting information. Then she's going to team it with the library and show where we've got the oral history
section. So I made that
section.
Copy in a hurry just before I left, so hopefully it's all there.
Okay.
It's not, let me
but,
know.
You know, everything, yeah, she can look on the website. Plus, you sent me, I can open everything that you sent to me, so so it's
and
good.
As we're doing these, if we could ask him about Swiss Days, because that's such a big part of our community, then with, like you're saying, we have a little subtitle, you know, Swiss Days,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and then we could plunk that in.
And then the history of it, yeah.
That would be great.
Great. And I do have another couple of things. We're not done, are we? Yes, we are. There was, when I took the thumb drive over to Bessendorfer,
John
he invited us to come over to his place where he's got all that museum there. Mm-hmm. And he's very sweet about wanting us there. And I said, yeah, I'd bring it up, and maybe April might be a great time to do if you guys could want to send some. He's pretty much open. He said, I think he's got just a few things during the week, but I would love to get back
on
to
this
him.
Guy. It's like the Smithsonian Museum in
it's
rural
amazing.
He's got everything.
Where
wow.
is this?
It's on his property.
On Stringtown Road.
He's got
yeah.
barns.
Or
he's
no, Casperville.
He's got Civil War uniforms. He's got the whole
he's
thing.
He's got everything.
He's got a picture of my graduation.
Is that a possibility that we could maybe scope out a week
so.
Or something? In the, I mean, the days are getting longer.
You
we could even do it in the
evening. At least an hour and a half.
At least, but, you know, at least I've got a something, because he's very excited to show us, and he would do it for anyone, so if,
yeah.
you know, the whoever wants to, we can
well,
open
we,
it up to.
Maybe we hold our meeting there,
yeah,
and then just go tour after.
That's a good idea.
That might hold it prior?
Yeah, just go to his property, have a
oh.
little meeting,
yeah.
and then go tour.
Okay, so, yeah, let me check with him on the date, but I think.
What do you think on that, Lisa? Loser?
That sounds really cool. Nope, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
can you hear me?
We can.
So what Hello? Is our next date? And I can confirm.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can you
yes,
hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I can hear you.
April 28th.
April 28th.
Is that this year?
Oh.
Yes.
April 28th.
Yep. Is that the last one? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fourth.
That's our daughter's
well,
birthday.
Well, let me. Oh, your daughter's birthday?
It's all right. Go
we
ahead.
Can do it the week
around.
I actually have
Easter.
Something right after our meeting that night. But if, could we start a little earlier?
Like at 5?
It's probably.
Yeah, I mean, if we're gonna have a meeting and go down there,
that would be hard for extra time.
What is it?
Do a short meeting and then do it.
Okay. I just have a 7 o'clock, so but I can bug out. I know John. I've been there before.
Oh no, it would be the 21st, wouldn't it?
Is it the 3rd or the 4th?
It's the 21st.
The
4th. Okay. Is it the 3rd or the 4th?
We always meet the 3rd.
Yeah, the
28th. Today's the 4th.
It would be the 28th.
So it is the
28th.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me double check with him, and then I can contact you, and you could put that, if that's agreeable.
That's why I was on the 16th.
When you came, huh?
Yeah.
And the other thing that I was made aware of is the Open Space Committee. Is it the Open Space Committee that's having a thing at the...
an open house?
Yeah. And last year, I think we did participate with a table of our information.
Was that what that was at, on that Saturday?
We did. We had some of our... Yeah, we did that, and we did it at the Vaults March, but that one might be...
That's right.
If anybody, if you think about doing
that. And what day is that?
Oh, I don't even know. We can find that out. But I think consensus that we'd like to do it.
Kathy, I've got two things to bring up, too. Okay. So,
maybe
you
Melissa.
Get done, Athena. Are you done?
Yeah, Melissa, if you check on the date. And I guess my thing is yay or nay, whether we want to have a table there with our information on it.
And I'm asking for a yay or nay on this one because... Last year, we did an old car provided by Nephi Jensen for the Swiss Days Parade, and Kathy and I were the only two members of the committee because everybody else was busy or out of town. Mm-hmm. So I've got a 34 hot rodded Ford Model A, I guess it is, lined up if we want to do it this year, but I think we... Only one person can ride in it, would be our president, but the rest of us would walk. How many of you would be interested in participating? Otherwise, I'll just tell him not to worry about it.
And I would be happy to walk if somebody else would want to ride.
It depends on my knee by then. Hopefully I'll...
And I will be happy to enter you in and see you on your way as I'm in charge of the parade.
Yeah, so I guess I just want to see...
A good spot this year.
I just want to see how many of you would like to participate in it this year.
So that would be...
That would be fun, and then hand out our little brochures as we go along.
I can't commit to it because I don't know what's happening with Swiss Days at that.
Yeah.
28th and 29th of August.
29th of August.
The parade would be the 29th.
Yes.
So I think we need to get, I mean, last year I recruited my daughter and her friend to hold the banner.
Yeah,
it would be nice if we could do it ourselves, but whatever you want to do.
I think I should be walking better by then, maybe.
If I don't have to work, I don't know how the planning, you know, if we work during Swiss Days, I'm happy to participate.
You in?
Give a tentative yes.
I feel like I need to be the merchandise doing money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we don't need much. We've got our sign, our banner, which is
well,
the
if we
could
get three, if we could get at least four of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, one, two, three, four.
It seems
four.
Like we should be able to do that. But
should we have some sort of T-shirt that says?
We have a banner that
a
says.
A banner.
Yeah,
okay.
And we have that out in front. And then the car is really a classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so fun.
So,
and then they say a blurb as we walk by.
Mm-hmm.
We'll stick Jim in the car. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Pick Jim Kohler in the car.
If he's here.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
I
Unless
was looking,
he's, who's the he honored
I
citizen?
I was looking for his summer. Because
Lisa is
on
geology.
Taking it. The other thing I was going to say
That's a good
is
question.
It's so, Cammie, Lisa.
So on the week, Saturday before the 4th of July, the Heber Valley Family Search Center is having an open house to help people find their colonial and Revolutionary War ancestors.
Wow.
So it's on the morning of the 27th from 9 till noon, and they'll have a couple of classes on how you can search like DAR records. And so just wanted to let you know about
who
that.
Who is running that?
Where?
The Family Search.
It's the family. I volunteer at the Family Search Center in Heber. It's on.
I've been there.
It's 6th, 2nd West and 5th South.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to have just like 9 to 12 for anybody who wants to come learn about the Revolutionary War. I'm going to see if John's got some.
The Revolutionary War?
What?
Not Utah Revolutionary
War. No, no. That hasn't
tell me,
yet, right?
Give me a date again.
It's the 27th of July, which is the Saturday before the 4th.
No, after.
Oh, I'm sorry. June 27th.
Oh, June.
June
not
27th.
July. June 27th.
So if you want to stop by, and I'm going to see if John Bessendorfer has a couple of, like a musket or something from the Revolutionary War that he might let us display.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Unloaded.
Yeah. So I just looked at the open space, open house, and it says it's April 11th.
Coming right up.
That's right away.
So I don't remember what we had last year. I think we had our books there and some photos.
We had our plaques.
Our plaques, yeah. Just something, I think.
We did have people come up and say they didn't like things that were written in the... I remember there was a woman
family
that was complaining about...
The book.
Oh.
Only one, right?
Yeah.
Can we put the banner? Yeah, we had the banner there, too. I think, didn't we? I think we did.
Well, I think just minimal.
It was fun.
I don't think we'll have
the brochures. It's quite low key, but it was fun to be
answering
here.
Answering questions.
Didn't you say something? You talked, didn't you?
I did. Gosh, I don't remember that.
Oh, maybe was it the art thing?
Oh, at the art thing, yeah. We probably won't do that again. That was a lot of work. And they were into it. Okay. So, Bessendorfer's on the 28th, yay. Open space, we can hash out a few details, and the Swiss Space Parade.
So we will meet at Bessendorfer on the 28th.
If it works for him.
Uh-huh. 5 o'clock.
Does that work for you?
I think it'll work. Can we have it? I usually have a meeting.
Okay.
And I can't get there. I just come late.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So maybe you'll miss the meeting part and just get the tour part.
Get the fun part.
What was the other one on the 10th?
11.
So 11? one thing. Jim checked in, and he said he'll check with BYU on this Kohler tapes.
Okay.
The status.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Perfect.
So who was it that is our, fill-in person?
That would be me.
Alternate? Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
But we treat him.
I was thinking maybe that was the person who was talking about the graphic designers.
Oh.
No.
And so we had that email from the...
Come there.
Who attended? Or whatever.
It's not on there. If there's somebody...
Shippa?
Yeah. Is anybody going to that? Or did I miss it already?
I thought it was either or somebody.
What?
It's like I was sitting right there, and whoever was sitting right here.
Preservation conference.
Was I sitting?
It's going to be at the Ogden at the Ogden High
School. I think it was you.
It's in June, but I don't have the.
Okay. Was it a man?
Did you not get the email?
No, it was a woman.
I did. I just was saying, is anybody
Mike
going?
And I are going.
Oh, maybe I'll join you. I don't know.
That's fine.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, if anybody wants to carpool to the stage.
Lisa
was there.
Oh, was it Lisa?
There's
a
Lisa?
Must have been Lisa.
Is that the same when we went down in Provo?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the
that
state,
was a good
one. What was it that I said?
Did you know some graphic designers?
For the walking tour map?
No. No, that wasn't me. I do remember talking about the map, but we were talking about...
You were going to post a request for a brochure on Ask Midway.
Yeah, but I didn't. I will do that. I forgot, but yeah, I don't know any, but I'll put out on Ask Midway and see if anybody knows anybody.
I don't think that's what we're thinking of, but maybe we're imagining what we want.
Yeah, there we go. That's.
I was like, no, I don't. I mean, there's Ignition and Heber that have graphic designers that work there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we tried or started with.
Yeah.
Let me
The only thing I was saying is we should be able to find somebody in Midway.
Yeah. I do have my two neighbors I'll check with.
I have one other question, not for today, but it was just that we have a whole bunch of stuff in our cupboard down at the community theater. Are we going to ever kind of pull that out and see what we've got there?
There's not that much in
there. There's not?
Okay. In the closet?
You just pulled those out. In the DUP closet?
Yeah, we got a whole bunch. Didn't we get some boxes that were stored somewhere else?
Did we get the boxes from Sharka that are in there?
I don't know. We've
never gotten those.
These were like some scrapbook. Somebody died and their dad had some scrapbook.
I thought we had from other. Okay.
Well, we're
anyway, it'd be nice to just document what's in there so if we ever.
There was hardly anything in that. Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a few boxes and it said obituaries, but I didn't really get into them.
Not we can worry about that later.
Yeah, I just well, thought we need to it go. Would be nice to have a little organization.
It's always
there.
Good to be with all of you.
And you,
Chuck,
I keep bringing
citizens.
These, but Chuck is not here. So maybe we can use those for the 11th or something. At the
Great.
It would be
yeah.
fun to get a tour of that, too.
Yeah.
It's a fun goal. They're doing an amazing
so
work on the shelter house.
Until we tell you, just let you know I have them, and I think they'd be great in, actually on the wall somewhere here. The photos. One's the second home and the first home in Midway.
Yeah,
those are cool.
But we'll use them until
brick homes.
Yeah.
Okay, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I motion we adjourn.
Second.
Perfect.
I'll second.
All in favor.
Thanks for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Everybody. Thank you for what you do. And I was trying to say it's nice to be with a lot of like-minded.